Easter Fence, Deck, and Renovations, where customers become friends.
Hi, David Fox here, proud founder of two St. Louis companies I started over 23 years ago, Carpet Masters and Hardwood Rescue. If you're in the market for new flooring, you can avoid the hassle of expensive retailers. At Carpet Masters, we bring our store to you with beautiful top-brand carpet, hardwood, tile, vinyl, and laminates. We're all about convenience, savings, and guaranteed installs. Visit us online at stlcarpetmasters.com and schedule your shop-at-home appointment today. Carpet Masters, we bring our store to you, stlcarpetmasters.com.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at wkf.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Tune into We're Having a Senior Moment, hosted by Sean Rimmerman, every Sunday morning at 7 on the Big 550 KTRS.
I thought we got, did we get new music for him? Did we change his music?
We didn't.
No.
No.
I know we did for Bill Clubland.
I've been everywhere, man.
No offense, Dan. I know this is the Seventh-day Adventist band.
Yeah, Seventh Planet band.
What is it?
Seventh Planet.
And that means when you hear them singing Maximilian, that means it's time for Maximilian Foisy. It's his real name. And he shaved a little bit. He took some of his beard away.
Whoa.
He's actually almost clean cut today. He's a young man, but he thinks like an old person and knows the movies that old people know. He's a wealth of knowledge, and he's here to tell us about some stuff. But I have to tell you before that, he's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. And when you look at them, you'll know why. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Give it up if you like video stuff for Max Foisy.
That's one of my favorite introductions of it. Almost clean cut. Mm-hmm. This guy, he's almost clean cut.
Well, yeah, to me, clean cut is no facial hair at all.
Sure. I just meant like in personality. Like, he's almost
clean cut. I don't know you personally.
Sure, no, I know.
Clean cut or not.
We never talk outside of this segment.
You seem to be, though.
Well, good. I would consider myself almost clean cut.
Yeah. What do we have today?
Well, I don't watch UFC. We were talking off the air. You like watching the Ultimate Fighting Championship.
I do.
That's when the people
like
just go
people
nuts on
stupid
one
enough to beat each other's brains. They're that dumb. They were going to beat each other to death. I'll watch it.
I don't. It's not my cup of tea. But I'm really happy.
I got to be careful. You know what? I just called Ultimate Fighters stupid.
Yes, yeah.
They might beat the crap out of me if I go to my car. I was just kidding.
They are highly tuned
yes,
athletes.
They're trained.
I enjoy
yes,
watching
well
them
trained and great athletes.
Mensa members, every single one of them.
Yep.
In case there's just some around the studio just waiting, like by the.
Yeah.
Maybe they're working.
We're having an UFC thing at the Sheraton. Where's that, isn't that guy Pinion near here?
Well, I'm glad I wasn't watching last Sunday night. It was a fight between Felice Herrig and Justine Kish. So it was a couple of young ladies going at it in the ring.
Yeah, not going at it like lesbians.
Well, no. Going at it.
Yeah.
Felice had Justine down on the mat. She was on top of her trying to sink in this chokehold.
Yeah.
And Justine was trying to fight her off, of course. But one part of her had already given up her bowels.
Oh, no.
Really?
Oh, man, I wish I'd watched. I've been watching that.
This was on Sunday night. This was on TV.
Right on
now,
the
they're not going to replay
and everything.
Can you still go see it? Because I'd watch it.
I'm sure probably on YouTube,
sure
I bet.
You don't often in wrestling or UFC or boxing get to see bowels come out.
It says the accident actually left stains on the mat.
I tried. The next guy tried to get my opponent's face down right on that.
Now, to add insult to injury, she lost the fight.
Oh, man. Lost her bowel control and the fight.
And the fight.
Oh, my goodness.
You have a great point. This could have given her an unfair advantage if the opponent would have noticed and tried to stay away from
her. Ooh, yuck, and back off. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But no. So, of course, this lady, Justine Kish, of course, you can only have a sense of humor about this. So she tweeted, I'm a warrior. I'll never quit. S happens. Ha ha. Be back soon.
Uh-huh.
Of course, she didn't just tweet S. You actually.
What's weird about this is 2 nights ago, I sat up on YouTube and I watched like an hour of, and I just Googled most brutal.
People pooping themselves?
No. most brutal knockouts.
Okay.
And up come all of these, I mean, just and out, down, one after the other. And I kind of enjoyed watching that.
Now, the UFC has commented on this. They said that the ref did not notice because the rule is, and this
any bodily fluids, I'm sure.
This is a rule.
Well, blood.
If someone goes to the bathroom during a fight, it's over, and that fighter gets a TKO loss.
Wow.
Who thought, let's write this down in the rules?
Well, somebody could use that as a weapon, offensive weapon. They go, yeah, just gross the other.
Let's say they got you down, and oh, they're about to pin you. You know, and then you don't lose.
This is a TPO knockout.
What is it?
Technical poop out.
See that? What? You realized when you got in it, you realized you had nowhere to go.
Because it wouldn't be technical, it would be literal.
So everything about what you did didn't even make sense.
He just jumps into the joke pool not knowing if there's water in there or not.
You got to say it to yourself in your head.
An LPO, then.
What's that?
Literal poop out.
See, that's just as bad. Edit that out. Edit both of those out. Yeah. Sorry, Matt. Sorry.
I'm not sure if I'm even sure who Nick Lachey is. I guess he was in a
when he married to Jessica Simpson.
98 Degrees.
Wow.
No. His big claim to fame, though, was he not married to Jessica.
Yeah.
Jessica Simpson.
Look at this room.
They had a reality show for a while together.
Yeah, okay.
Even a variety show that lasted, I think, 2 or 3 weeks. Well,
2 minutes.
He's married to a young lady named Vanessa now, and he got
married. Last name is now?
Yes, Vanessa. Now he got her.
Dan, what's wrong? What's wrong?
Are you okay?
I have a headache.
Yeah,
I just took some Tylenol. I have one of those headaches right in your eye.
You know what's funny? As he said, he's married to a young lady named Vanessa. Now I actually thought, is that her name? But I didn't say it.
Right,
it's just too easy. Who said it? Dan said.
Yes.
All right, sorry, Max, go ahead.
He gave her a custom platinum eternity band or whatever ring covered in diamonds. A British tabloid says it's worth about $20,000. She loses it in the diaper genie. If you know what a diaper genie is, it's okay. It's sort of, imagine a cylinder or a obelisk kind of looking thing. And when you're done with the diapers, when you're done changing the baby's diapers, you throw it in that.
Like a hamper for diapers.
Yes. And then about once a week or so, you have to go we had one for Oscar when he was really young. And it's sort of like this weird centipede.
You have a kid named Oscar?
Yes.
That's my penis's nickname.
Well, there you go.
It is.
Maybe that's where my wife got the name.
Early on, when we first got married, we named each other's parts. Oscar and Scarlett.
Maybe that's where my wife got the name. Who knows?
She was with me. That's my boy.
That's what I'm thinking.
Son.
After all this time.
Anyway.
Nick Lachey posted pictures on Instagram of, and I guess video, of him digging through the dirty diapers to find.
Do you have a mask on?
It was just, and it was barehanded through the diapers trying to find her wedding ring.
Hmm.
I would not have done that. I would have been like, you lost it? Here's the diaper genie.
You
dive in.
Exactly.
Max's segment has a theme today.
It does.
Yeah.
It's
true love. I don't know what else.
That's what we were thinking.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what we were thinking. Hey, did you hear me talking about the documentary, The Man Who Doesn't Breathe?
No. I thought you were going to say The Man Who Doesn't Poop.
No. Discovery. I was telling Peon about it. The Man Who Doesn't Breathe. It's Stig Severinsen. He's Danish.
Okay.
He holds the records, 4 records for free diving. Free diving is diving underwater with 22 minutes underwater holding his breath.
Does he take those micro gulps? I mean, I've watched some videos.
Exactly what he does.
And I only know what that is because I watched the last Mission Impossible film, and Tom Cruise is underwater for, something crazy like 6 minutes.
Well, but the film he is.
Because he's Tom Cruise and he's crazy. He had somebody teach him.
Well, I'm gonna test that's how a to long do those. Time,
yeah, and that was his. That's what he could do. So they filmed him, and he did these weird micro gulps.
Right.
But you're not really breathing. It was uncomfortable.
What's
to watch.
Interesting is I think you have to be a little person, no body fat.
Maybe because Tom Cruise guy is shorter is than
lean.
I am.
Yeah, so. This guy Severinsen is lean, but 22 man, and I watched it. They took a timer and a cameraman. It's unbelievable.
Do Danish people walk into a bakery and say, "I'll take one of those American cheese"?
Dan, you know what? You got a fever. You got
American.
You must have some. You must have some kind of fever.
Okay. I don't know. Yeah, I must have.
So this
it's
is
the
on
headache.
I Netflix?
No, Discovery.
Oh, Discovery. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to have to check that out.
I just threw it in.
Well, now on Blu-ray and DVD, a couple of older movies here. The only one new one, which I have not seen, but we'll get to that in a moment. There is this... there's a Pink Panther box set now, which has all the Blake Edwards and Peter Sellers Pink Panther films all released for the first time together. If you remember the first one, Pink Panther, second one, Shot in the Dark. But then after those first two, the quality definitely has a steep decline.
I've seen one ever.
I've never seen any.
I've seen
he
one.
Plays Inspector Clouseau, who, of course,
he's
you know,
a
it
bumbling
was,
idiot.
It was spun off into a cartoon called The Inspector. And, of course, Pink Panther, which was, didn't really, it was a diamond. In the movies, even though they had the animated Pink Panther running around, it's very confusing when I was a little kid because I kept waiting for the Pink Panther to show up. It's a diamond.
I only saw the one where he says, "Does your dog bite?"
And I do know that bit.
Yeah.
But I do remember thinking it was funny.
I
do. In the Three Stooges kind of way.
And, you know, I haven't watched them since I was a kid, but I remember really liking them. I was doing some research about this box set, and the last film was actually made under protest from Peter Sellers' wife. She sued, and she actually won a whole bunch of money because Sellers had died 18 months before Blake Edwards even edited together that last movie called Trail of the Pink Panther, and he did it completely with outtakes. Because they would film for 3 hours, 4 hours, and just do gags and jokes. Wow. And he just sat down and just edited together a loose plot and used outtakes. And so Sellers' wife got all bent out of shape and sued him for a whole bunch of money.
And his name was Inspector Clouseau, right?
Clouseau.
Not Cousteau. That was Jacques Cousteau.
Jacques Cousteau, Inspector Clouseau. And I also bring this up because outside of that collection was something that I didn't know existed, and it's released today on Blu-ray. Retroactively, they've rated it G, and it's a movie called Inspector Clouseau, which was out of that continuity. Blake Edwards did not direct it. Peter Sellers isn't even Clouseau. Alan Arkin plays Inspector Clouseau. Who would have? I mean, that's a great trivia question. I never knew that any other actor had played that character.
Alan Arkin is an odd kind of guy, isn't he?
And I can't picture him doing the whole, the whole Clouseau thing.
I don't think he knew anything. He just sort of was. I was wondering, why is he an actor? I don't know.
Because he doesn't seem to enjoy it. He's sort of cantankerous.
I don't know how to explain it. Yeah. He's a son, doesn't he? Arkin, an actor?
Adam Arkin. Yeah, right. Adam Arkin, who's sort of the same thing, sort of like curmudgeonly and everything. He was on Northern Exposure, I think, for a while. But that's the thing. I can't picture Alan Arkin as such a goofy character because he's never really been goofy.
Of course, Sellers is always goofy.
Absolutely, yeah. And then, Roberto Benigni.
That's not his real name, Peter Sellers. Peter Basements. See, Dan, that's how you do it.
That's good. Yeah.
Hey, that's listen to the audience.
Take some notes,
that's
man.
How you do it right there.
Oh, man.
Take Peter some Basements.
Wow.
Well, his name's Dick Basements. So I'm changing it to Peter Sellers. See? Boom, boom. Double whammy.
Oh, man.
See? All right.
Yeah.
Sorry, notes.
Also not in the box set was the late 1980s attempt at relaunching the franchise, which had Roberto Benigni as the son of the Pink Panther. This was his first major American release. Nobody knew who he was. It was years before he'd win the Oscar for Life is Beautiful.
Jumped on the chair.
And
right?
He jumped on the chair all the way up. And then he's done nothing since then, really.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he was Pinocchio, a weird live-action version of Pinocchio, but Son of the Pink Panther was a movie that's all but forgotten right now. And then, of course, Steve Martin, of all people,
yes.
was Inspector Clouseau most recent Pink Panther films. Yeah.
And Roberto Benigni, not his real name either. It's Roberto Arm. See? Now, that one you had to really reach for.
Kind of think about that.
Sometimes they're so bad, they're good.
As far as people go into a bakery.
As far as the new release of this week, I did not see this. I don't think they even screened it for critics. It was the big screen adaptation of Chips. Remember the California Highway Patrol?
Oh, my. Eric Estrada. Are you kidding me?
And apparently Eric has a cameo in this. This one stars Michael Pena as Ponch and Dax Shepard, who I guess is most famous for being married to Kristen
Parenthood.
Bell. And in Parenthood.
And can I tell you something? Yeah. I cannot watch that guy, and I don't know why. I just don't like Dax Shepard. I can't explain it. I love Parenthood, except for him. I just didn't think he fit.
Well, I don't think people like him because they didn't go see Chips. And also, were people clamoring for a Chips movie?
No.
I mean, all of these remakes. Yeah, nobody's asking for them.
Every time I see Eric Estrada, one of the network, Battle of the Network stars, but that's the level of stardom.
Which is coming
back. I almost feel sorry for him because his hair is dyed. He still wants to look like, was he Ponch or John?
He was Ponch.
Yeah,
Poncherella.
He still wants to be, and he's still a good looking guy. He's still good looking. No, he is.
Whoa.
Was he 60? Really? That's pretty good, yeah.
Okay, I didn't.
Or more, maybe.
Learn something about Frank. He likes Ponch.
Mm-hmm. Well, I used to have Ponch. I got rid of like 35 pounds.
So Chips is probably a bad movie, but I'm not going to say it's bad because I haven't actually seen it.
But it sounds bad.
But I can recommend a bad movie that's out today, finally, on Blu-ray. It's one of the worst films I've ever seen. I will probably buy this on Blu-ray because I enjoy watching really bad films over and over and over again. This is called The Apple. It is a musical
epic.
That
sure tells you what it's about right there.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, what is
never,
it about?
You've never heard of it?
No.
Okay, it's this young folk singing duo who meet this record executive who's secretly Satan. Okay, I'm out.
Yeah.
And you know that because he wears red and he has horns and he runs around. And he makes them into like this pop rock duo.
Nobody's going to see that.
It's a horrible film.
Yeah, no, why are you talking about it?
Because it's great and everybody should see it.
He's going to buy it.
Okay. This was released in 1981 and the people who made it went bankrupt.
Bankrupt?
Wow.
Bankrupt is when you put a butt of meat on the grill and put a roast in the oven. That's butt roast.
That's a butt roast.
Yeah,
that's
I couldn't even say that word again if I tried. Bankrupt. There we
baked
go.
Baked rumped.
They lost everything making this movie.
What are you having tonight? Baked rump?
And I sincerely recommend it if you love bad movies. The Apple is out on Blu-ray. I can't imagine how horrible it looks on Blu-ray because the special effects are just horrible. And the songs are awful. Just awful. It's trying to be like a Xanadu or trying to be like...
What was that movie? Because they did Best in Show and then the other one.
A Mighty Wind.
A Mighty Wind.
Yeah,
I love both of those movies.
Well, and Waiting for Guffman. Did you ever see that?
No, I didn't see that.
That was the first... Well, I mean, second, because after this is Spinal Tap, but Christopher Guest made all those movies.
Oh,
and
okay.
Waiting for Guffman was about a play that a small town puts on, and they're waiting for this theater critic to come see the play. It's hilarious.
Nobody ever mentions Xanadu. You just mentioned that.
Yes,
I loved Xanadu.
Sure.
I'll tell you why. I think people forget Olivia Newton-John was smoking.
Oh
my goodness, was she cute.
And that song, Magic, is from that movie.
Would you believe in magic?
Yeah,
and
it's a good song.
Gene Kelly is in it.
Yes.
And there's some tremendous music
in
Xanadu.
There's great animation in the middle from Don Bluth. It's a great movie. It's a weird movie. It's a
very strange
movie.
But I liked it because I like the music and the dancing. And I like Olivia. I still like her. She's hot.
If you pop a gummy bear, a couple of gummy bears, it really looks
good. Now, do you know that there are people who don't have any idea what you're talking about? Because Missouri, we don't have legalized marijuana in the form of gummy bears.
Smoke a joint and get high.
Okay, now they understand.
You were going to start talking about
they understand that.
Tonight I'm going to have some baked rump when I get home. I can't believe I said baked rump. Hashtag baked rump. My Lord. All right, so you talk about how rewatchable Xanadu is. There was a new poll, of course, from Ranker.com. That's all they do is rank. The 10 most rewatchable movies of all time.
Oh, this should be good.
Can everybody go around the room and give me one? You should be able to get one on this top 10.
Shawshank Redemption.
Number 10.
Oh, man, that's a good one.
That's number 10?
Number 10.
Back to the Future.
That's a good one.
Number 2.
Wow.
That's a Wizard of Oz. Is that on there?
No. Not on the top 10.
Wow.
It was on there, but that's not the top
10. Rewatchable.
Yeah, rewatchable.
Titanic?
I disagree with number 1, by the way. No, Titanic, on the top
10. All right, what are they?
Number 9, The Empire Strikes Back. Number 8, Groundhog Day.
Okay. Oh, I was going to say yes.
Yeah, is 50 First Dates on there?
No.
Oh, shoot.
Number 7, Die Hard.
Oh, okay.
The original. The original.
Number six, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yippee-ki-yay, Melonhead, or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Melon Farmer.
Melon Farmer.
Number five, The Princess Bride.
I've never seen it.
Oh, it's great. You guys should watch it. It's fantastic. It's very funny. Very, very funny.
Okay.
Number four, Jurassic Park.
Okay, yeah. I go with that.
Number three, Star Wars, the original regular Star Wars. Sure. Two Star Wars are on the top ten. Number two, as Dan said, Back to the Future. And I disagree with this so much. I hate this movie.
I mean, timpani. Bruce, the number one most rewatchable movie.
Forrest Gump.
No.
Oh.
It's too long. Oh. It's too long.
It's too long.
Wow.
I hate Forrest Gump. I hate the character. Hey, Jenny. I hate him.
What? Do that again. Do it again.
Oh, baked wrong.
What? Do the hey Jenny.
I can't really do it.
No, you didn't. That sounded just like him. It sounded just like him.
Hey Jenny.
Okay, no, I didn't.
Never heard anybody say I hate Forrest Gump.
I hate Forrest
Gump. Not just the movie, but the character.
I hate the character.
Well, let me tell you what that means.
The movie.
He does not like mentally challenged people. He doesn't like them.
And, hey, Bubba.
He has doesn't have time for those who are not as, you know, mentally.
Each their own.
Each their own. Yeah.
Oh.
All right, so there's
the list. Do agree, though. That Forrest Gump, I found that irritating. It's irritating.
Jenny's a much better character. I wanted to follow her. What's she doing?
Hey, Captain Lieutenant Diane. Yeah, 2 or 3 hours of that?
Up and shaking everybody's hand and being in and all the bits. Like,
I tried to find Jenny, but she wasn't there.
The awesome part in that movie, though, was when they had Lieutenant Dan
bed.
No legs. That was incredible.
Swinging up over the side of the boat.
Yeah.
They did that with a computer. It was good.
Yeah, he wore like those neon green stockings so they could
he has actually gone on to do great work for
veterans
because of his work in that movie, so congrats to, I mean, the movie did at least one good thing,
and he has the Lieutenant Dan band
he's fundraising,
and Tom Hanks was a believable Forrest Gump. I just found the character really irritating.
He's a really fine actor, and I hate that character, and I hate the movie.
Well, you and I finally agree on something.
Finally. My name is Max. I will be back. This is Dan and his horrible band.
Oh, see, I would never. Wow, that hurt him.
That hurt him.
It's because of the Danish joke. That's really the reason.
No, you hate his band. That's the worst thing you could have said.
You hate his band and Melly Challenger. That's what we've come to the conclusion today.
There he goes. Maximilian Foyzy.
Jim Brown in the back is crying, too.
I think he didn't even realize he let his true feelings just slipped out before he realized what he was saying. I hate his band.
Wow.
That's strong. That is strong. That's Maximilian Foyzy, brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. And that Groundhog Day, I don't think I could ever get tired of watching it.
No.
I believe I could watch it 50 times. It is good. And so is Back to the Future, the original Back to the Future. I agree. Max Foyzy. He'll be he'll come in Friday with Paul Harvey.
Harris, yes.
Mm-hmm. What is it?
Harris. Oh, okay.
And now a word from Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. The home thing here, don't get confused. They don't build homes. Thompson Price is not a home builder, but he's a guy who in some ways he and his crew and his people can rebuild your home, at least the parts of your home that are the focal points. People pay a lot of attention to the kitchen and the bathrooms, and you do to your kitchen and bathroom. And you either love your kitchen or you can't stand it. I wish we had a bigger center island. I wish we had any center island. I wish these cabinets were over here, and I wish they put the stove here. Well, it can be done, and even though it's not inexpensive, if you do it right, you get every dollar's worth, and it's a lot more affordable than buying a new house. And guess what? When you buy a new house, that house will not have the perfect kitchen for you. You may think it. You may go in there and go, oh my goodness, I found the perfect kitchen. No. The perfect kitchen for you and your family would have to be built for you. And that's what they do. They take your kitchen or bathroom and transform it, and you won't even believe it was ever the other kitchen or bathroom. And along the way, they will show you everything they're going to do. They will give you a price and a timeline, and I'm telling you, they'll be right on it, barring any unforeseen circumstances, like a retaining wall that somebody forgot to mention. They go, oops, we got to redo this little part. They told us 3 weeks. I remember that. And it was to the day 3 weeks. And then the fourth week was just cosmetic things, knobs and handles. But we had a functioning kitchen in 3 weeks, and that's gutting it. I mean, to the studs, ceiling, floor, appliances, everything ripped out. And it's still in great shape today. And, of course, the appliances are, because I made it clear my wife doesn't cook. But everything else is, too. When you do it right, when you do anything right, it's going to last. Even the cheapest, crappiest job seems great for about a month, maybe a year. And then it starts to fall apart because the cabinets and the drawers just were not, you know, they were like fourth rate, not even second rate. All that stuff matters. If you want it to last, get your money's worth. Please make sure the name Price is in at least one of the companies you talk to. Whether you talk to just them or three or five, make sure one of them has the name Price in it. That way you won't get confused and think you're dealing with Thompson Price when you're dealing really with somebody else. Thompson Price, showroom in De Pere, about a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester. ThompsonPrice.com.
Let's see how traffic looks with Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, it looks like we have an accident or an incident that is blocking, I believe, the right lane on the ramp from westbound Highway 70 to Wentzville Parkway, and that's got things backing up. Looks like to almost Highway A now. Westbound Highway 40 drivers, you're jamming up from Vandeventer out through McCausland, again from Timberlake Manor through Boone's Crossing, and from Highway N or 364 out through Highway 70. You've got southbound 270 on the brakes, it looks like, from south of Page all the way down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 44, it's running slow now from Hampton through Shrewsbury, and then from the Merrimack River Bridge out through Bowles. And southbound 141, that's pretty slow right now from just a little bit past Big Bend down through Highway 44. This traffic report brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Get answers before you have questions with vehicle diagnostics and more. Hum by Verizon is the technology that connects you to your car. Learn more at hum.com. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
KTRS is the original social media.
What?
Wait a minute. Who wrote this? How can that be? Oh, thank you. Is this the definition of social media? Okay. It says, a form of electronic communication through which users create online communities to share information, ideas, personal messages, and other content. Yeah, that's us. KTRS is your personality-driven electronic communication newsfeed, where listeners like you are a part of the KTRS community. You can share information, ideas, comment, like, and react on the KTRS Facebook page, or by texting us at 84126, or by calling us at 1-888-550-KTRS. That's 1-888-550-5877. You listen to us, we listen to you. On air, on the phone, and on social media. The Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm John Grayson for Premier Heating and Cooling. Now is the best time for you to give them a call at 636-916-1122, because as we get out of the cooler weather and into the hot weather, you want to make sure that your cooling system is ready to handle the task. Have Premier Heating and Cooling come out and give you a checkup. They are the most experienced and oldest American Standard customer care dealer in the St. Louis and St. Charles area. They work on and maintain every major brand of heating and cooling products. Their certified factory trained technicians are all fully licensed and insured and ready to do the job. They've been servicing the St. Louis and St. Charles area for many, many years. 25 years of experience in residential and commercial HVAC. And not only are they A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, but most of their business at Premier Heating and Cooling comes from people who were referred by family members or friends. Whether your needs are residential and they'll sit down and talk with you about the best plan for your system, or you're working with a commercial system, there is only one number to know, 636-916-1122. That's where you find Premier Heating and Cooling.
Red Brick Roofing, wherever you live, from Chesterfield to Crestwood, Frontenac to Ferguson, Mimi to Ladue, town and country and more. Warsham Woods to Wentzville, the one you know. Red Brick Roofing, wherever you go. For a hole in your roof, for a whole new roof. Frederick Roofing.
314-645-2000. Aren't you tired of hearing ads that say they're the best, they're the experts, blah, 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 just one unsubstantiated claim after another? Well, here are two substantiated claims that actually mean something if you need roof repair or a new roof. With a family-owned business tradition of over 80 years and 80,000 satisfied customers, you can depend on Frederick Roofing, residential or commercial.
For a hole in your roof or a whole new roof, Frederick Roofing. Frederick Roofing, 645-2000.
Credit card debt is like quicksand. Once you fall into it, it's almost impossible to get out. That's because once they've trapped you, the credit card companies keep sucking you deeper into debt with outrageous interest rates and fees. But now you can pull yourself out of debt just by reaching for your phone and calling Credit Associates. If you owe $5,000 or more on your credit cards and you can't afford to pay off your debt, you don't have to. Let us settle your debt for a fraction of what you owe. We'll even show you how much you could save. For free information, call 1-800-900-1802. You can get completely free from debt faster than you ever imagined, without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee. You've got nothing to lose but your debt. So reach for your phone and pull yourself out of debt with this life-changing free information from Credit Associates. 1-800-900-1802. That's 1-800-900-1802.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too. Until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it, trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-400-1942. That's 1-800-400-1942. 1-800-400-1942.
Hi, it's Jennifer Blome to tell you about a hidden gem in the jewelry world, Timekeepers. Timekeepers is a quaint family store featuring three generations of buying, selling, appraising, and repair of fine jewelry, timepieces, and rare collectibles. Timekeepers are located in the heart of Clayton and in West County on Olive. You can browse through their many one-of-a-kind jewelry items, music boxes, unique watches, and more. For hours and directions, go to timekeepersclayton.com or timekeepersstl.com.
How old are your smoke alarms? Replace today with Kidde's worry-free alarms. Get 10 years of power and no low battery chirps. Kidde, technology that saves lives.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bring me sunshine in your smile.
Is this Willie?
Yeah.
Bring me laughter.
Willie Nelson could sing anything.
All the while.
He does standards. He's good.
In this world, where we live, there should be more happiness. So much joy you can give to each brand new bright tomorrow. Make me happy.
Wow. Way to go,
through
Willie.
The years. Never bring me any tears.
You know, when he was a songwriter and a really good one, and he decided that he wants to sing, and a bunch of people kind of laughed at him because he had such a nasal. But once you take the time to listen to him, you realize the guy's fantastic.
In your smile.
And there's a lesson here for young people about smoking marijuana. You smoke enough of it, you'll be really rich and famous, and you can write a lot of songs.
And live for a long time.
So there, be forewarned. I would like to take some calls. We have a few minutes, and I'd like to know what anybody wants to talk about here. We've run out of material. We do that every day. 314, let's do this first. Most cell phones, star, KTRS, that's star 5877. Other phones, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS, and we don't care what you want to talk about. No politics, please, my goodness, or sports with me, because I don't know enough about it to to talk to you about it. And it, well, I don't know much about anything, but everything else goes. Here we go. John, how are you?
I'm having a great day.
Well, yeah, how could you not? Look at this weather.
And look at the station I'm on.
Well said. Yeah. What's going on, John?
The morning show in the afternoon.
That's right. What's going on?
I remember back, you may have already forgotten because you always say you forget stuff.
Yep.
You were looking all over the place for a straight razor.
No, I was actually looking somewhere to get a shave with a straight razor. Not to own one, but to get a really good old-fashioned leather strap. And you can get them. I have since found that you can get them.
Yeah, well, I had two.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you realize it or not, but if you know how to hold it, a straight razor is one hell of a self-defense weapon.
Well, yeah. If you know how to hold it. Otherwise, you'll cut yourself to ribbons.
You can bring hot scalding pee with a straight razor.
Mm.
But anyway, I had two.
Anyway.
I took the first one, and I whacked it into a piece of wood three times and took three chunks out of it
mm-hmm.
on purpose.
Because uh-huh.
that way, when you draw that straight razor down, it don't just cut, it rips.
Mm. That's good to know.
But the other one is pristine.
Uh-huh.
And I thought maybe Frank would want that.
You know what? I appreciate that, but I'll pass because I don't trust myself shaving myself with one of those razors.
You can shave with that thing, and if you know what you're doing.
I don't.
You don't even have to put, you know, something on your face. It'll just, the hair will just fly.
Uh-huh. And maybe the blood.
some blood.
No, I appreciate that, but I'll I give it to somebody who knows what they're doing, maybe. But that's a nice offer. Thank you.
Either that or I'll just keep it in my pocket.
Just keep it and nobody will mess with you.
You know what them old folks used to say?
No. What?
Don't make me go in my pocket.
I didn't know they said that.
I've never heard that one.
Never heard it. John, thank you.
That's a black term.
Thank you for the call.
Bye now.
Okay. Okay. I'm not sure why it's a black term. Scott, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, Frank?
Terrific. What can we do for you?
Oh, I am AM and PM.
There you are. Thank you.
I haven't called in a while. It's been a couple of years, but I'm not a doctor.
Oh, wait a minute. I mean, Scott, you called about 2 years ago, right?
Yeah, about two years ago. Yeah, you remember me. Yeah.
No.
Hi,
no.
Peon. Hi, Peon.
Scott, how are you?
Remember Scott from 2 years ago?
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not a doctor.
Okay.
But when I heard Dan try to do the Don Knotts impersonation, I think it might be a brain tumor.
Well, we don't know what it is. We don't know, but Dan, as you know, Dan, if you've listened for a while, used to do the best Don Knotts
I ever heard.
Yeah. I never heard. And it's like he woke up one day and
it was gone.
Yeah, the impressionist fairy came in the middle of the night and yanked his Don Knotts right out of it, and he can't do it.
And
anymore.
I'm not sure if it was when I started getting these. What is that? Allergies and all this stuff, because I started getting allergies a couple of years ago.
Well, you know what? Your voice is deeper.
Yeah.
The allergies made your voice deeper, so that's the good news. But you lost your Don Knotts.
Yeah.
But then since he tried to get the Don Knotts today, his comedy was way off. That's why I'm almost convinced it's a brain tumor.
Well, you may have something there, because even for Dan, the stuff today.
It was bad.
Yeah,
it was
bad. And it's hard for him to be worse than he was.
Well, but
he
Scott.
I know. And I feel bad, and I don't want to be the bearer of bad news. But
no, I think you may be on to something.
I had an MRI not too long ago, and they did find a small brain on my tumor.
Now, see, you know what? Don't laugh at that, Scott. Don't laugh at that.
Well, that's pretty good. Pretty good.
That has to be the 300th time I've heard him do that.
Yeah, if you sat here and heard that off the air as many times as we've heard it, you wouldn't be laughing. Thank you, Scott.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Scott got a big kick out of it. This is Carl. You're not hot Carl, are you?
No, goodness.
No.
Going back to Max's theme from before.
What's going on, Carl?
Well, last week you were talking about the Trivago guy.
Yes.
And they played it again on the Best Of over the weekend here, and I heard it again, and I thought to myself, there are advertising people. The two guys from Sonic drive me in.
I can't. You know what? I cannot stand those guys. That's the dumbest. Yeah. I won't actually go to Sonic because I think of those two guys.
Right.
I'm not kidding.
And then the other one, a new one here locally, is... I mean, okay, maybe I'm a little overly sensitive, but this Bob character...
Hey, where did this guy Bob come from all of a sudden?
I know, and the yellow shirt and the fact that he won't pull his pants up over the bulge in his stomach. It's like, would you put pants on that fit? He looks like, okay. I don't know, he strikes me as a pervert of some
but
sort.
But I gotta tell you, I like the Bob's Furniture commercials. I think
I haven't seen these yet.
Yeah, they're kind of fun. And out of nowhere, here's this guy, Bob's Furniture. I don't know if it's a syndicate. I don't know if they're in several markets.
They're all over
the place. But I kind of like it just because it's different than regular furniture.
The one that I don't like is the one where they're driving in the truck, and he says, stop here, little Bob. And he goes, I would if I could reach the pedals.
Yeah, I think that's funny.
You
it's
do?
So stupid. Yeah, it's so stupid, it's funny.
Oh, I think it's...
Little Bob. Yeah.
And yes, Danish people go in and ask for American pastries, by the way, Dan.
No, they don't.
Thank you.
No, they don't.
Can I have a cheese American?
Yeah. Thank you, Carl.
All right. Have a good night.
Dan, these are just people feel sorry for.
I know, probably.
Trying to make
probably.
You feel better. We're not going to do that. We're not enablers. Hello, Joel. How are you?
No, I'm Joel. But Joel sounds all right.
No, he's got it on the screen. You are Joel. You just don't know it. J-O-E-L.
Oh, okay.
That's what he has there.
I'll get a lawyer and change my name. What
right.
can I say?
What can we do for you?
First of all, my NPM.
That's good.
Hallelujah. Frank, I tell you what. You said it's any subject. You know who really gets on my nerves is that McGraw guy. I can't stand the sound of his voice.
Well, there are a lot of people that can't stand the sound of my voice.
Yeah, but boy, I'll tell you what. Every commercial was him. And it's almost as bad as listening to Mike Shannon with a damn good exciting ball game. It's that boring, you know.
Well,
just to let you know.
Well,
yeah.
Look, again... Everybody who's on the air, everybody on the air has people who can't stand to hear them. Me included.
Yeah.
I have them too. So.
Yeah, but you know what? See, you're not in that category.
Well,
Joe,
not to you. But trust me, I've had plenty of mail over the years from people going, "I cannot stand you. I will never listen to you." I've had them. We all have.
Yeah, but you know what? Then they turn you back on again.
Well, that's what I think. I do. The ones that seem to,
sure
to go,
they do.
The ones that go that day you said whatever it was. I can't. Well, they were listening, or they wouldn't know I said it. I love that. That's
did
called,
Joel say something about
me? Dan, really? Come on, please. I mean, you need get a checkup. You seriously?
That's called first stages of Alzheimer's.
Okay,
it is
that too.
Yeah, it is.
Man.
What you do a Mike Shannon impression?
No.
Joe, thanks for the call. Try to cheer up.
Hey, listen,
okay?
God bless you guys. I enjoy you very much.
Thank you. There you go.
So long. Have a good afternoon.
You too. I see everybody's a good mood because of the weather.
Yes.
The weather puts me. I don't have time. I don't think so. Ooh, Bill Cleveland's coming on. So I'll take a minute and do this. We'll get Mr. Cleveland right in here. First Community Credit Union. I can name you, I can just peel off, Karen, Jonette, Sue, Joan, Connor, Tim. These are all people that work there. They're behind the counter. Sue and Joan are at the front desk. How many people at your bank where you bank can you name for me? Probably not more than one or two. Because it's just not that kind of place. First Community Credit Union is that kind of place. It's the kind of place where, on one hand, you almost think you're in a town like Mayberry, the way people treat each other, but you know you're not. Because there are 43 locations. It's the biggest credit union in the St. Louis area. So you're in a really significant, large financial institution to do all your banking, but they don't ever seem like they're that big because they're not too big for your business. However, whatever size checking account or savings account or loan you have, that you're just, they're not. They're not ever going to be too big for you. And you're not going to be too big for them. It's the perfect fit. First Community Credit Union. You can do everything you're doing now where you bank there and maybe more. So, again, we just ask that you take a look at it. Go to their website, learn a little bit about what they do. It's banking. It's checking, savings, debit card, credit cards, that stuff. And everybody has one. you probably just have a bank, or the place you bank is, you don't even know why you're there. You've just been there for a while, so you never moved. Get rid of them. Close the accounts. Join us. First Community Credit Union. FirstCommunity.com.
Meet me.
Let's check traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, it looks like we've got an accident now. It's on southbound Highway 141 at Ladue, because Ladue, or 141 is really starting to back up there. We have an accident reported on westbound Highway 40 near Highway 364 / Highway N. If you are downtown, eastbound 40 drivers, you're slowing from Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40 from Grand out to McCausland. Northbound 170 has really gotten thick now, and that goes from just south of St. Charles Rock Road all the way up through Highway 270, where eastbound 270 jams up south of McDonald, and that goes through about New Florissant. On southbound 55, we're a little bit heavy now between Union and Revis Barracks, and we're looking at westbound 44. Still stop and go from Hampton through the lane shifts at Shrewsbury. And this report brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Get answers before you have questions with vehicle diagnostics and more. Hum by Verizon is the technology that connects you to your car. Learn more at hum.com. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota.
All right, that song is I've Been Everywhere. Here's a guy who he hasn't been everywhere, but he's working on it. His name is Bill Cleveland, and we're a little short on time, so I'll bring him right in here. Bill's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Here's the man who's been everywhere almost, Bill Cleveland, everybody. Jump right in there, Bill. It's all yours.
All right. Well, good afternoon. Today we're headed to Panama City Beach, Florida.
Oh, man, I've been there many times. I love it.
Yeah, don't confuse Panama City with Panama City Beach, Florida. They're two sort of opposite, not opposite, but different entities, and it's a fantastic place. One misconception a lot of people have, you hear about spring break in Panama City Beach, and a lot of people freak out and don't want to go down there. Spring break is actually only the third or fourth busiest time of the year for Panama City Beach, so don't be afraid if you're going to think about going down there around spring break. St. Andrews State Park, it's the most visited state park in the entire state of Florida. You'll find that there in Panama City Beach. But I would actually suggest going to the other side of Panama City Beach. You cross over those 13 beautiful miles of white sandy beaches, and you'll find a place called Camp Helen State Park. It's not quite as busy, not as well known, but equally beautiful. You can go stand-up paddle boarding, maybe do some fishing, or just hang out for the day. Another couple of options for you. They offer a helicopter tour, a couple of places you can kind of go over the water and go to Shell Island. It's very, very cool.
And it's a beautiful, it is a beautiful beach, pristine beach.
Yes, yes, it's very beautiful. Gulf World Marine Park, if you're taking the kids down, it's very similar to a SeaWorld experience, but it is much smaller, and you get much closer to all the animals, and it doesn't cost you quite as much. And quickly, if you're going to go down there, make sure you stop by the Thomas Donut Snack Shop. Unbelievable donuts, you'll love it.
All right.
I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Bill.